Brahmanam, there are very, very important mantras. In this 22nd mantra, Yajnavalkya pointed out four ashramas as a moksha sadhana. Four ashramas known as Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyasa Ashrama. First three ashramas, that is Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, these three ashramas are meant to gain material benefits as well as spiritual benefit also. In these three ashramas, two types of benefits are involved. First benefit is a materialistic benefit. What are the benefits they get? Lot of money, lot of pleasure, lot of possessions, lot of support from the family members. All these are all byproducts. Avantara phalam. We can say they are all called avantara phalam, not mukhya phalam. What is the mukhya phalam? Moksha is the mukhya phalam. Whether Grihastha knows this or not, what? This Grihasthashrama is meant for moksha phalam, which is mukhya phalam. Even though he do not know that, Grihastha is working for only prayers. Every Grihastha is working for prayers. Brahmachari is working to become a Grihastha. Grihastha want to save lot of money to lead a vanaprastha life happily. All these preparations they are all doing in keeping with prayers only. They never think of moksha. But knowingly or unknowingly, those three ashramas leading to moksha only. This is the undercurrent secret. They do not know that. These are the three ashramas which are having two benefits. Prayas and Shreyas. Shreyas is the mukhya phalam, moksha. They are leading towards moksha alone, finally. That is why they are called as ashrama. Brahmacharya ashrama. Sannyasa ashrama madri. Grihastha ashrama. That means you are all also where? In ashrama only. Some people they ask me, Swami, where is your ashrama? Where is your ashrama? As though they are not in ashrama. They are already in ashrama only, Grihastha ashrama. Where is your ashrama? The infrastructure they ask. Our Shastra never care for infrastructure. Whether you have 10 acres land and a lot of cottages and you have so many students there, lot of greenery there, people think that is ashrama. Shastra never consider that ashrama. Shastra never bring that ashrama into account. Therefore, happily you are also leading a ashrama life only, Grihastha ashrama. Whereas sannyasa ashrama, the fourth ashrama, there is only one benefit. No prayers, but only shreyas. Mukhya palam only is available there. There are no other byproducts or avantara palam. Possessions, profession, family, children, grandchildren, all these are not there, therefore prayers is not there, only shreyas. That is why sannyasi always 24 hours thinking about moksha only. Moksha, atma, moksha, atma. Where is chintane kadiyadu? Irundhaane chintane pandrathukku. Nobody is there, only can take enna pandrathu. So thinking always about atma chintana. So shreyas. Therefore, what they do? Vitteshanayascha, putreshanayascha, lokeshanayascha, vyuthaya. They come out of these all desires and they take sannyasa. Vikshacharyam charanti. Having taken that sannyasa ashrama, vikshacharyam another sannyasa ashrama, what is his job? He has to attain atma jnana. Either as Vidvat Sannyasi or Vidisha Sannyasi. You know that Vidisha Sannyasi, to gain Jnanam, he takes Sannyasa. Or after gaining Jnanam, he has to take Sannyasa. He will take Sannyasa. Vidvat Sannyasi. What is his ultimate understanding? Purpose of Sannyasa is what? Neti Neti Iti Jnanam. Not this, not this. This is, what am I saying is not Atma. Having negated all negatables, the unnegatable negator remains as Atma. The remainder remains. Negator means what? Remainder. Reminder is a remainder. What is the remainder? Atma. After negating everything, what remains? Atma remains. Therefore, he is remains as a remainder, witnesser of everything. Neti neti vakyam. That is called sarva nishedha avadihina. Sarva nishedha avadihina. The last. After negating everything, sarva nishedha, avadhi means the last point. The atma remains. And you will love negated and chalakuda. Neelama negate pandi pandi pandi. Enderanda payanala shunyam and chalakuda. So avadhi and chalakuda. Having negated everything, that remains. That remains means what remains? That sannyasi, who is a jnani, remains as atma. I am not sthula, sukshma, shariraha, karana shariraha. I am shariratraya vilakshanaha, atma asmi. Consciousness, existent principle, I am. Satchidananda swarupaha, aham asmi. I am not this bhautika shariram. Is the knowledge. If one gains this knowledge, what is the phalam? The last portion of this 22nd mantra we were seeing in the last class, the phalam is freedom from regret. Freedom from regret. He is untouched by anything. And is not having any type of pain from any side. From any side. No pain at all. Na vyathate, na rishyati, unbound. Yete na taratiti. What are yete? Two types of regrets. Because of this, I have not done good karma. Because of this, I have done papa karma. What is that? Enam ube ke esha ete tarati. Ataha papa makaravamiti. Ataha akalyana kalyana makaravamiti. I have not done kalyana karma. Or I have done kalyana karma. Yana punya manso. Suppose it is a punya karma. ரிக்ரெட் இல்லைன்னா இன்னும் நல்லா பண்ணிருந்தா நல்லா இருக்கும் எனக்கு தோணும். புண்ணியகரமா பண்ணதுக்கு அப்புறம் கூட இன்னும் நல்லா பண்ணிருக்கலாமே, அது ஒரு ரிக்ரெட். So whether you do noble action or evil action, that regret will not be there in this person. Omission, commission, regret is not there. Punya karma akaranam is called omission. Papa karma karanam, doing what is not to be done, called papa karma karanam. Doing what is not to be done is called papa karma karanam. Not doing what is to be done is called punya karma akaranam. Not doing what is to be done is called punya karma akarana. This yeti means these two types of regrets. Ube tarati pun eshaha. Where is eshaha? Hai vaisha is there. Hai vaisha na illa deva. Ha eva eshaha. Such jnani. Ete tarati. These two types of regrets he crosses over. Tarati means crosses over. Eshaha means jnani. So jnani doesn't have regret. Guilt nakham. He is free from guilt. Sometimes this statement may cause some misunderstanding. Once you have done a mistake, you must feel, no? No, is it jnani is an insensitive person or konja kuda sensitivity illaya? Having done lot of papa karma, unknowingly some karma he has done, evil action, you must feel some, no? That feeling should be there. Nothing is there, no? Is he an insensitive person? Then Shankaracharya writes, no, he is not an insensitive person. He is sensitive enough to understand there is sensitivity, but there is no regret. So sensitive, sensibly sensitive. He is not having regret. He has recognized that mistake and he has gone beyond that mistake. There are three types of people here. Ajnani, the one who commits a mistake. Ajnan, ignorant person's insensitivity or sensitivity, lack of sensitivity of the ignorant person. Second person, ignorant but sensitive. Too sensitive. 5 years back it has happened, 10 years back it has happened, still he is worrying about that, feeling guilty. Sensitive, both are ignorant. First person ignorant, no sensitivity about past mistakes. What will happen if there is no sensitivity? He can never recognize he has done a mistake previously. So there is no possibility of correction. He will never correct his mistakes because there is no sensitivity. He ignores that, he commits the mistake repeatedly. There is no growth in that. There is a downfall, spiritual downfall. A person is not sensitive when he is ignorant. Ignorant, if he is not sensitivity towards his past mistakes, he can never grow. So this is the drawback in that person, first type of person. Ignorant person. Ignorant and ignorant. Atma jnana. ஆத்மா அஜ்ஞானியா இருந்து பண்ண தப்பு இல்லாமே அதை பத்தி ஒரு சென்சிட்டிவிட்டியா கொஞ்சம் கில்ட் ஃபீலிங்கே இல்லாமல் இருந்தேன்னா என்ன ஆகும்? த சேம் மிஸ்டேக். அப்போ எல்சி இஸ் கமிட்டிங் த சேம் மிஸ்டேக் வென் ஹி கன் கம் அவுட் ஃப்ரம் த ஈவில். வேர் இஸ் த பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் மோக்ஷன்? தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் டைப் ஆஃப் பர்சன். செகண்ட் டைப் ஆஃப் பர்சன் இஸ் இக்னரண்ட், ஆத்மா அஜ்ஞானி இவனு கூட ரெண்டாவது டைப். பட் வெரி சென்சிட்டிவ் அபவுட் ஹிஸ் பாஸ்ட் மிஸ்டேக்ஸ். You feel guilty. So therefore what he does, he will not repeat that mistake because of sensitivity. Since he is not repeating the mistake, there is a correction, there is a possibility for inner growth. So if sensitivity irukkanuma vendamanna irukkanum இல்லையா? சென்சிட்டிவிட்டி இருக்கணும். சென்சிட்டிவிட்டி இல்லைன்னு என்ன ஆயிடும்? தப்பு பண்ணிட்டே இருக்கும், திக்கு ஸ்கின்னு நடக்கும். ஸோ சென்சிட்டிவிட்டி இருந்தால் ஹி வில் நாட் கமிட் த சேம் மிஸ்டேக், வில் நாட் ரிப்பீட், ஸோ தட் ஹி வில் க்ரோ இன்டர்னலி. இன்னர் க்ரோத் டேக் பிளேஸ். வாட் அபவுட் திஸ் ஜ்ஞானி? ஜ்ஞானி ஆல்சோ இன்சென்சிட்டிவ். அஜ்ஞானி ஃபர்ஸ்ட் கேடர் அண்ட் தேர்ட் கேடர் லுக்ஸ் சேம். ஆப்போசிட்ஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ரிசம்பிள்ஸ் அலைக். ஆல் ஆப்போசிட்ஸ் எக்ஸ்ட்ரிமிட்டிஸ் ரிசம்பிள்ஸ் அலைக்னு இஸ் லைக் ஏ செயின்னு சொல்றோம். பாலவத்து பாலவத்தனா யூ வில் நாட் கோ டு பாத்ரூம் வென் யூ வாண்ட் டு கோ டு பாத்ரூம். செயின் இஸ் லைக் தட். Wherever it gets bathroom, it is every house is, whole house is a bathroom. But say it. So you should not take like that. Here, jnana is not sensitive with the sense. What, how to understand? He will not regret in future. He has recognized the mistake. He has gone beyond the mistake. He has corrected himself. And he has grown up more and more internally, he has attained Atma Jnanam. All mistakes are happened in Anatma. He understands. He will never commit the mistake at all again, repeatedly. This Jnani's insensitivity, the first person, ignorant person insensitivity, got a difference in this. That's why both of them look same. அவர் மூஞ்சில கூட ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது, இவர் மூஞ்சு கூட ஒண்ணுமே தெரியாது, ஒரே மாதிரி இருப்பான். பட் இன்டர்னல் மைண்ட் செட்ல தேர் இஸ் எ டிஃபரன்ஸ். யூ கேனாட் சீ தட் அவுட் சைட். யூ கேனாட் சீ தட் அவுட் சைட். ஹி கமிட்ஸ் தி மிஸ்டேக் அகைன் பட் ஹி டசன்ட் டு தட். ஞான. சோ தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் ஆர் ஆல் அசைட் பாயிண்ட்ஸ் வி ஹவ் டு நோட். ஞானி will never have a regret again about the past. Nichyatma nischayam. Insensitivity and jolitarna, avarga regret ay irikkalarna, thirikthirikna tappu pannuvara, annamadhi varakkooda. Puriyada? Alla. Then, na enam kritakrute tapataha. Enam na jnaninam. This jnani is not Tapataha means not tormented by, not burned by, not tortured by, not afflicted by what? Krita Kaprate. Whatever is done, whatever is not done, any karma, punya karma or papa karma, all these karmas he goes beyond. Krita Kaprate means whatever he has done, either good or bad, or akrite, whatever he has not done, what is to be done, suppose he has not done, akrite, krita akrite, these two also will not afflict him. These two also will not afflict him. Krita akrite. After getting jnana, he drops all the materialistic activities. Appa akritam dane. And materialistic activities he stops. Akritam. Before knowledge, kritam. This kritam will not afflict him. Akritam also will not afflict him. Adipati. Yojne irukkar jnani. அது பண்ணலையே இது பண்ணலையே இது பண்ணிட்டாலே இது பண்ணிட்டு that thought will not afflict him, will not come to his mind. Yadasvate latapadaha. Up to here we saw in the last class. Now we'll enter into 23rd mantra, page number 530.
तदेतदृचाभ्युक्तम्
एष नित्यो महिमा ब्राह्मणस्य न वर्धते कर्मणा नोपनीयान् तस्यैव स्यात् पदवित् लिप्यते कर्मणा पापकेन तस्मादेवं विते शान्तः दान्तः उपरति स्थितिक्षुः समाहितः
भूत्वा
आत्मन्येवात्मानं पश्यति सर्वमात्मानं पश्यति नैनमात्माकरति सर्वपाप्मानं धरति नैनं पाप्मातपति सर्वं पाप्मानं तपति विपाको विरजः अविचिकित्सः ब्राह्मणो भवति एष ब्रह्मलोकः सम्राट् एनं प्रापितः असि इति उवाच याज्ञवल्क्यः सोऽहं भगवते विदेहान् ददामि मां चापि सह दास्यायेति Another important mantra. Since this Upanishad is a Brahmano Upanishad, its mantra Upanishad is Ishavasya Upanishad. Since this Upanishad is Brahmano Upanishad, Yajnavalkya quotes a mantra bhaga of Rig Veda. அது ஏதது this same whatever I have pointed out that in the 22nd mantra the same subject matter the same topic richa abhyuktam richa means in by Rigveda tritiya ekavachana richa by Rigveda It is presented, explained. It is given in Rig Veda. Abhyukta means presented by, given by, expressed by, explained by. What Rig Veda says, that mantra comes. Now the glorification of that jnani. ब्राह्मणस्य एषः महिमा नित्यः ब्राह्मणस्य मीन्स् हियर् ज्ञानी इत्यर्थः ए वैस् मेन् अलोन् डिसर्व्स् टु बि कॉल्ड् एस् ब्राह्मणः हियर् ब्राह्मणः मीन्स् नैदर् जातिब्राह्मण नार् कर्मब्राह्मण but a guna brahmana jnani. Brahmanasya. What is the glory of that brahmana who is wise? Saha mahima. Tasya mahima nityaha. Tasya mahima means atmanaha mahima. Jnani and atma are not different. Both are one and the same. Both are chalakudas actually. Uniform one atma. Therefore, since he is in the body, therefore what he says, that brahmanaha is nityaha. His glory, mahima, is nityaha, eternal glory, not temporary glory. All local, in the worldly glories are there, no? There are so many glories. Mahima, alaukika mahima, vere laukika mahima, laukika mahima, all these are all, one day or other they will all go away. However much great, however much popular, even Mr. Universe, Miss Universe, Kirita Yatananda, Vanchananda, any competition, anywhere, whatever gold medal you got in any field, some other person will come and take that gold, next time, champion. So like that you see in any field in the world, all glories are temporary. Okay, every time like that, the Williams, who is in tennis, every time she only gets all that time. How long that time? After 35 years, afterwards she cannot play, no? How much great that person. How long? Okay, after 40-50 also you play, somehow you want to get some other way glory. How long? As long as body is there. Afterwards, your glory has gone. Oh, my glory survives even after my body depart through some type of donations. A great philanthropist, all they put their name, no? Founder, all those names, how long? 2 centuries. In course of time, everything disappears. That's why Jnani never worked for that glory. Jnani, wise person is one who always know that glory of Atma, he remains as Atma glory. The glory Allah is written on Uttraishanayascha, Uttraishanayascha, Yuttaya, Lokaishanayascha. Name and fame are very, very insignificant. நம்ம பேர் வந்துதான் இப்படியா பார்க்க பண்ணாங்க ஒரு சந்தோஷம் குஷி குஷி அந்த எத்தனை நாள் வரும் ஸ்டார் ஆர் ஷைனிங் அந்த எத்தனை நாள் ஷைனிங் அது என்ன சினிமால மேக்கப் பண்ணும்போது ரொம்ப நல்லா இருக்கும் அது வெளியில வந்து பார்க்கணும் அவங்க மூஞ்சி இவனா ஆக்டர் இவனா அப்படி இருக்க சினிமாலாம் பார்த்து பார்த்து அப்புறம் கொஞ்சம் கொஞ்சம் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டே போயிடும் People all think like that, every glory is temporary. Therefore he says, Brahmanasya mahima nityaha. So Yajnavalkya mahima is till today it continues adharamaram. As long as sun shines, Yajnavalkya glory continues. Why? Jnani. Vyasa glory continues. Why? Jnani. Only Jnani's glory continues. Generations, on and on and on. Not ordinary tata, kollu tata, glory. Nothing can continue. And nityaha, the word is very important. Nityaha, eshaha, na vardhate karmana. This mahima, this glory, will not grow by any amount of actions. Karmanana, by any rituals, by any type of yaga, homa, yajna. I want to keep this mahima continuously, therefore I do everyday yaga. You need not do anything because you are not going to further increase it. You are not going to further increase the glory of that atma. If I am not going to increase it, will it decrease or not? No, kaniya. It will not decrease also. Neither it increase nor decrease by any amount of action. Actions cannot enter into that field. Karma is Kartru Tantram, Jnanam is Vastu Tantram. So Jnanam, no one can touch it. You cannot improve it, you cannot decrease it. That's why Jnanam is intact, it is infinite. It is infinite. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Jnanam means not the other Laukika Jnanam, like. Even though this is also a Vritti Jnanam, this Atma Jnanam is a different Jnanam. I recognize and I am the consciousness principle Jnanam. What type of Jnanam? Aham Atma Chaitanya Swarupaha Jnana Swarupaha Jnanam. Therefore, na Vardhate, Vardhate means growing, increasing. Kaniya means decreasing. It will never increase its glory, karmana, by any amount of action, or by any karma you cannot decrease also. After getting lot of knowledge, suppose, jnana unjam unjam pulled more, aham brahmasmi swamini, therefore pulled more, appa, what aham brahmasmi jnana unjadana, poye pogadu. Along with this body it goes under. Body goes, Atma will never go. Atma continues. Not only that, Tasya eva syat padavit. Tasya eva means Swarupasya. Swarupavit, moksha swarupavit. Padavit means here, Padasya vetta padavit. Pada means here, Shankaracharya writes beautiful vipatti. Hajyate gamyate mahima swarupam. Hajyate means gamyate. Kamudatoho jnanarthi. Tatyartha jnanana. Jnana artham gati artham vagate. Gamy means gamyate. Pada means here, Hajyate and gamyate. Gamyate means what? Jnayate. That's it. Padavidu means what? Moksha swarupam jnanavan. The one who knows the nature of the moksha. Padavidu. Tasya eva syat. To such person alone, that brahmana who knows that atma is vidyaha hamti tasya eva syat padavit syat, he alone knows that mahima moksha swarupavit. Moksha swarupavit. Tam viditva, having known that atma moksha swarupam ratna. Moksha swarupam is what atma? Atma is called moksha swarupam. So you cannot say they are different. Tam viditva means moksha swarupam viditva. What is the phalam? Again is giving phalam. There we saw phalam in the previous mantra. Now phalam. Na nityate karmana papakena. Papakena karmana na nityate. Any amount of papa karma will not afflict him. Ab Dendendra Swami aur papa pannuvara nu kekakoodadu. Papakena karmanana, papakena, Shankaracharya writes, dharma adharma karma, punya papa karma, punya karma also. We can take it as punya karma. Papakena karmana na lipyate, dharma adharma, punya papa karmana na lipyate. And punya also will afflict, it is janma karana again. Therefore, this jnani recognize that I am janma rahitaha, punar janma rahitaha. Therefore, that papa punya will not touch him. Since he understood, I am Janmaranitaha. Where is the question of affliction? Papa Punya Na Lipyate. Lipyate means Na Lipyate means will not afflict him. Dharma Dharma will not afflict him. Nachiketa asked Yamadharmaraja, Anyatra Dharma, Anyatra Dharma, Anyatra Kritat Akritat. Atma, please tell me. So this jnani recognized that Atma, therefore his freedom. Jnani cannot do papa. Shastra gives commandment to Ajnani because Ajnani has got a choice to violate the dharma. Therefore Shastra commands. From Jnani, Shastra withdraws. All commands are withdrawn from Jnani. அப்ப ஒரு கமாண்டே இல்லைன்னா இது பண்ணக்கூடாது அது பண்ணக்கூடாது ஞானிக்கு கமாண்ட்மெண்ட் இருக்க வேண்டாமோ பிகாஸ் சாஸ்திரா வில் நெவர் கமாண்ட் த ரீசன் இஸ் ஞானி இஸ் சாய்ஸ்லெஸ் டு டூ இதர் ரைட் ஆர் ராங் இஸ் சாய்ஸ்லெஸ் இது ரைட் பண்ணணும் இது தப்பு பண்ணக்கூடாது பண்ணலாமா இது சாய்ஸே கிடையாது இஸ் சாய்ஸ்லெஸ்லி choicelessly he is helpless spontaneously is dharmic ரொம்ப கஷ்டம் சொல்றதே கஷ்டம் அது தப்பு பண்ணவே முடியாது அதுதான் என்ன பண்றது அவர்கிட்ட கமாண்ட்மெண்ட் ஒர்க் ஆகாது கமாண்ட்மெண்ட் இஸ் யூஸ்ஃபுல் when it works into a person otherwise useless orders and all whatever shastra is what இந்த கமாண்ட்மெண்ட்ல அவர்கிட்ட போனா சாஸ்திர டுஷை அவனுக்கு கூட கமாண்ட்மெண்ட் சொன்னா நான் பேசுறது எல்லாம் வேஸ்ட் ஆயிடும் சாஸ்திரா வித்ட்ராஸ் தட் மீன்ஸ் ஹவு கான்ஃபிடென்ட் சாஸ்திரா அபவுட் தட் ஜ்ஞானி ஒரு சன்னியாசில அக்கிரமம் பண்றாங்க சுவாமி நிறைய பேப்பர் இது வேற Suppose any sannyasi, anywhere paper news comes, is not a jnani in Atma. It's not a jnani. That's all. Jnani cannot do. Okay. Therefore, what is the phalam? Nalipyate papakena karmana. Tasmat evam vidhu, therefore, having understood in this manner, evam vidhu, having understood in this manner, aham atma asmi nityaha mahima mama. So nothing can decrease me, nothing can increase me, I am always same. Now he gives that all sadhana chatushtaya sampatti qualifications. How he has attained that? If anybody wants to attain this jnana, evam, tasma, therefore, evam with shantaha, tantaha, uparatit, dipshuhu, samahitaha, putva, how he has come to this level? How he has come to this level? Because of shantaha, tantaha, shantaha na shamaha. Tantaha means damaha. Shama is a virtue, mind control. Shantaha is a name of the person who is having that virtue. A name of a person who is having that shama, manonigraha, shantaha. Similarly, dantaha is also as a name of a person who is having the dharma virtue, who is having sense control. See, according to Shastra, Atma Jnani alone is real Brahmana. Shankaracharya writes in this commentary, all other people are Gauna Brahmanas. Other than Jnani, if any Brahmana is there, Karma Brahmana, Jati Brahmana, the rituals in the control way are Karma Brahmana. Poona Nilla Putti, Nilla Irilla, Jati Brahmana. They have born from Jati, by birth, Brahmana. There are Gaudam Brahmanas, Amukhya Brahmanas. Who is a real Brahmana? Real Brahmana is a Jnani. Suppose a Jnani is not a Brahmana by birth or by karma. Even though he is not born as a Brahmin, even though by profession he is not a Brahmin, suppose a non-Brahmin is a Jnani, he is a real Brahmin. Mukhya Brahmana, Shastra says. Therefore what? This Karma Brahmana, Jati Brahmana has to do Namaskara to that Jnani, who is not a Jati Brahmana. That is our tradition. Now tell me, where is caste system? Where is caste problem? Where is caste? Varna, dharma, chudirika, caste problem. Caste system. People blame the Hinduism. Which Hinduism is based on Vedic dharma? Have they read these mantras? Really speaking? If they study these mantras, can they talk under forward caste, backward caste, BC, AC, FCR, ACR, FC, FC, BC? What is this? Not studying Shastra, not understanding, and creating lot of confusion in the people in the name of caste, and lot of quarrel, lot of fighting between casting, each caste there is a lot of war. Where the society is going? Nowhere it is said in Veda. Nowhere. See, each mantra you can understand how we have given respect to that. Everyone we have given respect. If we don't study Shastra, how much problem will take in the society, then you understand now. Therefore, why you have to study Shastra? Not for my moksha's sake. For entire humanity's sake, I have to study Shastra. All the misconceptions will go away. Then I can give right knowledge to my children. They can get knowledge. They give right knowledge to their children. Therefore, everyone must study Shastra. Everyone must study Shastra. Therefore, he says, Shantaha, one shloka is there. Janmana jayate jantu bhuta. By birth, everyone is an animal, equal to animal. Janmana, by birth, everyone is a jantu bhuta. Very nice shloka. Everybody is a shudraha by birth. Jantu manna shudra. Janmana jayate shudraha ne chulala. By birth, everybody is a shudraha. Then next, karmana dijamuchyate. When he takes to upasanam or that sadhyavandanam, puja, all these things, then he is known as karmana, rituals, sadhyavandanam, like this. Dijamuchyate, vijaha, second born, twice born. Vena Pathena Viprasya, Viprahana Brahmana. After studying Veda, Adhyena, only your Brahmana. And then Namakodanda Vandi, Sandhyavana, the Poonam Portal, the Kapparam, Veda Purchase, the Kapparana Brahmana, and they were in Namakodanda Sutra to equal. The children are either boy or girl, if they don't come under Veda Adhyena, Veda Parayana, Veda Purikala, and Namakodanda Sutra. We are making our children continuing Shudra. My son is studying there in engineering college, going abroad, and Allah Shudra Naya Lika. Nasada Dhamma, part of also. Veda Pathena Viprasya. Now you are all real Brahmanas. Understand? You are all only real Brahmanas, not your children. You want to make your children real Brahmanas, they have to study Shastra. No way. Therefore, we have to insist. If you are not a life, you are not a person. You are not a person. Then Brahmano Brahma Veda Vidha. Brahmanaha is one Brahma Veda Vidha. Brahman Purjan and Aparanda, real Brahman. Adi Varakana, Vija, Vipraha, last Brahmana. Adi Mood Munda in a Sutra. Shastra says. But this, in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad itself, this is one place. Third quotation, this is third definition of Brahmana here. Previously we saw two places. One is 3, 5, 1. Note the number, don't go back to the definition. Amaunancha maunancha nirvichya atha brahmana avadi. 3, 5, 1. We saw this. Shravana manana nididhyasana dvara, one becomes a brahmana. Maunancha maunancha nirvidya atha brahmana bhavati. 3, 5, 1. Then second quotation, 3, 8, 10. Yaha atmanam avidhitva asman lokat praiti saha tripanaha. Yaha atman viditva atmanam viditva asman lokat praiti saha brahmanaha. 3, 8, 10. So two quotations previous. This is the third quotation. Three quotations are given. Now here, Shantaha, Shantaha, Uparadhi, Sadhana, Chatushtaya, Sampatti, Tattva, Bodhati, Soap, Sayyana, Idhila. Shakta Sampatti are given here. What are they? Shama, Dhamma, Uparama, Uparadhi, Uparama. Itikshuhu, Itiksha, Asya, Asti, Itikshuhu. You know, I need not explain all these things. If I explain, it is insulting, you know. Samahidaha. The one who is having a one-pointed mind, samadhitaha bhavati, samadhitaha urdhva, idikshana dvandva sahishnuta, samadhitvana is one-pointed mind, chitta ekagrata, chitta samadhana. Here chitta samadhana is not losing sight of the goal. That is the moksha is my goal. It is called chitta samadhana. I am very much focused mind, Swami. I focus my mind on water. I focus my mind on cereal. Not on cereal or cricket match, ma. You have to focus upon your goal, that is moksha. Not losing sight of your ultimate goal is called chitta samadhana. Chitta samadhana is all edukkaana andu kaala tatva bodhana sonnadella varu eppadi varudha. What about viveka vairagyam mokshathana adella katva parishathula solirukka. Divinatti dheeraha shreyascha preyascha divinatti dheeraha divinatti enna viveki adhe solirukka. Then vairagyam vandu atyasrakshi ani nachiketa everything has dropped when Yamadharma Raja wanted it. Everything atyasrakshi na vairagyam. So vairagyam irundha moksham varudhu katopanishad vairagyam vivekam chodirukka. Mumukshutvam also given there on the shreyaha yasmita shreyas shreyascha prayascha shreyasana moksham. So Viveka Vairagya Mokshutvam given in Katha Upanishad. Here, Shanta Danta Uparadita Tiksha Shraddha Samana Shraddha is not given here. That is given in Madhyam Dina Shaka Bhagadaranyaka Upanishad. Then the Swami Sulitkar. Then the Avishad is not given to the Sulitkar. Okay, you are not my Sandha Sahityam. Okay, the Prabhupada Aurelda Nalla Padisi. All nuances, everything he gives. Certain points I get this from Swamiji and share with you. So, Madhyam Dina Shaka, Kanva Shaka, and Rambu Shaka. First introduction of Shunjana. Brihadaranyaka, Shukla Yajurvedam, it belongs to Shukla Yajurvedam. There are two shakas, Madhyam Dina and Kanva Shaka. Shankaracharya writes a commentary upon Kanva Shaka. Vidyaranya Swami writes Madhyam Dina Shaka, Brihadaranyaka, Bhashyam. There he points out that Shraddha. The Shraddha is limited to the Angilum in America. So, totally, Shakta Sampati will answer Shamadama, Upramati Diksha, Shraddha, Samahanam, Shraddha, and the Guru Vedanta Vakya, Vishwasaha. So, all are given Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampati, Bhutva, having endowed with all these qualifications, Atma. Atmani eva atmanam pashyati. He sees the atma in atmani. Atmani na buddhau atmanam pashyati. Buddhau sakshinam pashyati. He recognizes that sakshi in his own intellect. Atmani na buddhau. Buddha na one's own mind, in his own mind. Atmanam na sakshinam. As what he knows, as a witness, as an awareer, as an observer, as an experiencer, knower, recognize, pashyati. Appo, atmanam pashyati enna, mattadella anatma irukke enna. Anatma is not seeing, atma only pashyati, appo anatma is not seeing, namma konjam dvaitham undachu. Always we say what? Five anatmas, provision, position, body, mind, family, idella anatma. He is free from anatma. Chennavadane namakku anatma vere, atma vere, appo romba undachu dvaitham. To negate that idea, Upanishad says, all these are Agnivalkya's words. He quotes that Rukh Mantra and he brings this, all these words. Sarvam Atmanam Pashyati. Sarvatmanam Pashyati. Asal, there is no anatma at all. And Chonamade Puttakan with the Mahavad. Anatma is little as Swami. There is no anatma at all. Unreal anatma as good as non-existent. Really speaking, that is atma only. When you are seeing the snake upon the rope, rope kondu irukke, snake kondu irukke, rendu irukkaanga. The what you are seeing snake is nothing but rope. Advaita. Similarly, what you are seeing anatma is nothing but atma. You are seeing as anatma, that is a problem. Rope paathile form form nilichirukum. Form illa nilichirukapram dvaitama advaitama advaitam. Adhe maadhiri anatma angirathu kadivey kadaiyadhu. Adhu teaching purpose kaga we introduce anatma, then withdraw. Form 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 enge irukku form etra vaati form nu sollirken naan. Form kadivey kadaiyadhu. Adhe maadhiri anatma angirathu kadivey kadaiyadhu. It has no substantiality of its own. Whatever is not having independent existence is as good as non-existent. Whatever is not having independent existence, its substantiality, it is as good as non-existent. A non-existent anatma eppadi irukka mudiyum? Non-existent anthu irukka mudiyum sollalama? Illave illa. தோற்றம் தோற்றம் நிஜமா பொய்யா? அப்ப அனாத்மா பொய்யா நிஜமா? பொய்யா இருக்குமா இருக்காது? இருக்காது. அப்ப என்ன இருக்குன்னா சர்வம் ஆத்மானம். எவ்ரிதிங் இஸ் ஆத்மா. அப்பதால் ஞாபகம் ஞானம் வந்தா என்ன ஆகும்? ஏனம் பாத்மா தரதி. திஸ் பாபம் கேனாட் ஓவர் டேக்ஸ் ஹிம். This papam will not overtake. Na tarate na, it will not exceed. It will not take over. Sarvam papmanam tarati. He crosses over entire papam. Crosses over. Na enam papma tapati. This papa will not burn him, afflict him. On the other hand, sarvam paapmanam tapati. This jnani, atma, atma swarupama irikindra jnani, he afflicts, he goes beyond the paapam. Paapmanam tapati means he afflicts the பாப்பம் பாப்பம் பயந்து ஓடி போயிடுமா இருந்தது. அப்புறம் விபாகா விரஜா விசிகிச்சா பிராமணா பவதி பாருங்க, பிராமணா பவதி. இப்போ வரைக்கும் பிராமணன் இல்லைன்னு தானே அர்த்தம். அவிச்சிகிச்சய ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம் பிரம்மலோகம்னா அங்கே பேர பார்க்காதீங்க. பிரம்மலோகம்னா ஆத்மா, ஆத்மலோகம், ஆத்மஸ்வரூபம். ஏனம் பிராபிதாக அசி இது ஹோவாச யாஜ்ஞவர்க்கியாக. See what a confidence, no? Yajnavalkya says, yes, Samrat, you have attained this knowledge. You have attained this Brahma Jnanam. Enam அவர் உத்தம குரு, உத்தம சிஷ்யன் ஜனக மகாராஜி சச் ஜானி ஐ ஆம் சச் மீ என்ன சஹா அகம் என்ன அப்படிப்பட்ட நான், எப்படிப்பட்ட நான் நீங்க சொன்னாலே ஆத்மானம் பிராபிதா இது தட் மீ ஹூ ஹாஸ் ரெகக்னைஸ்ட் ஆத்மா ஆஸ் மை செல்ஃப் அகம் விதேஹான் ததாமி ஐ ஆம் கிவிங் மை என்டையர் கிங்டம் டு யூ ஆஸ் மை குருதட்சிணா ஆஃபரிங் டு யூ மாம் சஹபி சஹா தாஸ்யாய இதி ஐ அம் ஆஃபரிங் மை செல்ஃப் டு யூ ஃபார் வாட் ஃபார் சர்வீஸ் ஐ அம் அட் யுவர் சர்வீஸ் ஐ அம் அட் யுவர் பெக் அண்ட் கால் எனி டைம் யூ கேன் கால் ஐ ரஷ் டு யூ வாட் எவர் யூ வாண்ட் ஐ அம் ரெடி டு கிவ் யூ ஹூ கேன் சே லைக் திஸ் ஹூ நோஸ் த வேல்யூ ஆஃப் ஞானம் ஒன் கேன் சே You cannot repay the 10 rupees, 100 rupees, 1000 rupees, 5000 rupees. Nothing in front of Atma Vidya. Therefore, Yajnavalkya gives himself. This is what real Vidarshana. I am at your service. Entire my life to for your sake. Ippadi patta oru jnanam kodukkunnathu apparam. Ennodu enna irukkenna. Thanu manu thanu sathu kuchi thera. Paada paadum thumma. குரு எப்படிப்பட்ட அந்த ஞான மகிமை தெரிஞ்சா அந்த குரு எப்படி தன்யோகம் தன்யோகம் குரு இதனால ஆட்டமே சாட்சாத் ஈஸ்வரம் அமது பரமாத்மா ஒன்லி அண்ட் நமஸ்காரம் ஆஜன்மாந்தம் திரயம் சேவியம் குரு வேதாந்த ஈஸ்வர சச்சே டிசைபிள் ஜனக மகாராஜ பூர்ணமாதாயிஷ்யோ ஹரி ஓம் ஸ்ரீ
गुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः।